Welcome to the Boston Red Sox News Feed Report for August 27th, 2018. This is Michael Sadapani reporting for CLNS, an online leader of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox had a forgetful players' weekend as they went into Tampa Bay and got swept by the Rays. It was the first time the Red Sox had been swept this season. They were also outscored 24-5 in the series, and the AL East lead now stands at 6 games. Hector Velasquez got the start for the Red Sox on Friday night, and it was ugly. He lasted just 2.2 innings and allowed 8 runs, putting the Sox in a huge hole early. They added 2 insurance runs on a homer by Willy Adames to make it 10-2 in the 4th. The offense got one back in the 5th on a J.D. Martinez RBI single, but that was as close as the Sox would get, dropping the first game of the series 10-3. On Saturday, the Sox took an early 1-0 lead, even though Mitch Moreland grounded into a double play, but that was it for scoring for the Sox for this game. Rick Porcello got the start and lasted just 5 innings en route to the loss. After tying it in the 4th, the Rays took the lead for good in the 6th. Kevin Kiermaier scored on a wild pitch, and then Adames came in to score on a sac fly to make it 3-1 Rays. They added an insurance run in both the 7th and 8th innings to make it 5-1 as they went on to win by that score in Game 2. The Red Sox were looking to avoid the 3-game sweep yesterday, as Nathan Eovaldi went up against his former team. The struggle in Eovaldi got lit up again as he lasted just 4 innings and allowed 6 runs, 5 earned in loss. The only Sox run came from a Mookie Betts sacrifice fly as Blake Snell cruised through 6 innings, only allowing 2 hits. The Red Sox could not get to the Rays' bullpen as well as the Rays swept the Sox in Tampa. The Red Sox are now 0-6 in games played on Players Weekend. Before looking ahead, with over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, Game Time is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. Game Time is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Game Time is a top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. Unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the Game Time guarantee has you covered. The guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at Game Time. For $15 off your first purchase, visit gametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Note, only offer valid for first-time customers. But for $15 off of your first purchase, visit GameTime, USEGAMETIME.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS for $15 off your first purchase. The Red Sox will have Monday off and regroup to find their game before welcoming the Miami Marlins for a quick 2-game set at Fenway Park beginning on Tuesday. Brian Johnson will get the start for the Sox on Tuesday. Be sure to stay tuned to CLNS for all your Red Sox news and notes and follow our Twitter account at Red Sox CLNS. This has been Michael Sadapani reporting for CLNS.